Every business has five very important objects: assets, liabilities, owner's equity, expenses, and revenues. Now we are going to talk about the first three objects. Assets are all resources that are owned or controlled by the business. The business uses these resources to operate its activities, expecting some future benefit. Without these resources, the business would not exist and generate a profit. Assets that the business intends to keep for less than 12 months are called current assets. Current assets are inventory, cash, and accounts receivable. Non-current assets are items that the business intends to keep for more than 12 months. Plant, machinery, buildings, and land are good examples of non-current assets. The assets can be tangible and intangible. Tangible assets are all current and non-current assets that have physical substance and can be touched. In contrast, intangible assets have no physical substance. Trademarks and patents are such assets. The assets can be funded by creditors or by owners. The amount of all assets, funded by third parties, is an obligation for the business and known as liabilities. Typical liabilities are a bank loan and accounts payable. The amount of the assets, funded by the owners, is known as owner's equity. Owner's equity consists of paid-in capital and retained earnings. Paid-in capital shows all investments by owners, and retained earnings show the profit. The relationship between assets, liabilities, and owner's equity is expressed through an accounting equation. The main idea of the equation is that the total amount of all assets should be equal to the sum of the amount owed to third parties and the amount invested by the owners. Every business needs to understand the idea of accounting equation because it gives a clear picture of every business's financial situation. If the value of owner's equity is higher than the value of liabilities, this means that the business is in a very good financial position because more of the assets are acquired by business funds rather than by debt. On the other side, if the value of liabilities is higher than the value of owner's equity, this means that the business is in a bad financial position because more of the assets are acquired by debt rather than by capital. This is a typical situation for companies that start out. To understand the idea behind the accounting equation, I would like to give you the following illustration. Imagine that a business owns machines, office equipment, inventory, and money in the bank account. The total value of all these items is $200,000. The business has bought its machines and office equipment with a bank loan of $120,000. The inventory and the money in the bank account are provided by the owners. The amount of liabilities, in this case, is $120,000, and the value of the owner's equity is $80,000.